Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti Saab, hope you're well this morning, inshallah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, all well and wishing everybody out.
Alhamdulillah, all is well. The said, we just apologize to the listeners as well. Inshallah, this episode of Zakat, it will continue next week. We just had a few hiccups this morning. Mufti Saab, we've just got a few minutes left. What's the latest?
So much going on, you know, the fitna has become one after the other. Inshallah, we can just talk about what Manana wants to discuss today.
Inshallah, there's a lot going on. I just saw someone sent now, Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman sent me this here. Israeli soldier who was fighting in Gaza, he committed suicide on his wedding day. And this exposes the army's deep crisis. So, committing suicide on your wedding day.
Yeah, there's so much of suicide taking place amongst the Israeli armed forces ranks, and there are so many casualties that are underreported. For example, you know, in this week there was a shooting there in in Jerusalem. Where they say the two gunmen, they came out and they went into the bus and they started shooting people. And what the reports suggested that there was about five casualties. But it wasn't actually, it was like about 20. It was about 20 people that were killed. And then these cowards, what they did, they went and they blockaded the place, the villages where these people came from. There's two gunmen. They say it's two Palestinians, and they blockaded that whole area. And ambulances weren't even allowed in there. And they blew up one house. They say it belonged to the family of this person. But it's so coincidental. You know, this Seif Netanyahu, he had a trial which he was supposed to attend that same day, and he always comes up with some diversion to attend that trial of his corruption trial. So you cannot put it past them that they themselves shot their own people, like how they done on 7th October, to avoid being presenting himself in court. So you can't put it past them. And so he didn't appear. He just told the judge that he can't come because there's some important matters he needs to take care of. And they postponed it. And then I think this morning or yesterday, he had to appear again. And then the second thing that they did this week is, you know, we can't trust these Arab leaders. All these Arab leaders are just sellouts. Like if you look at Tunisia, right? How can Israel fire a rocket on a ship which is in international waters, in Tunisian waters? They were allowed to do so. To fire on that flotilla, which wants to break the siege on Gaza. And so the Tunisian government allowed that to happen. Then you look at another sellout, which is Qatar. I was always skeptical about this Qatar, because they claim to be negotiators between the Taliban in America, negotiators between Israel and Hamas. And they always claim to be negotiators. Now we saw the real truth behind them. That what they did, they actually gave permission to Israel to bomb the Hamas delegation inside of Qatar. And they were the ones who authorized it. They were told by Israel that we are going to bomb these people. They said, no problem, go ahead. And who was behind the whole thing? It was America. Trump proposed a deal, a truce deal with Hamas, and it was too good to be true, so they all convened on one place, and they informed Qatar that this is where they're going to be stationed, and then they transferred the news to Israel, and Israel then sent long-range missiles, and they bombed that house. And you can see in pictures, the bottom of the house completely bombed. But Alhamdulillah, the Hamas people are not so stupid. They didn't gun there to that house. So they nobody died. Nobody of the Hamas people died. And if you look at this Israeli nation, they are such narcissistic people that they know what they think, that Qatar, you better hand over all those Hamas delegates to us, or else you will face the consequences. And you see, those people, they trusted Israel, and they're friends of Israel. Now what Israel is doing, threatening them, if you don't hand them over, then you're going to face further consequences. And so these Israeli people, they are really Zionists, they are really evil, evil to the core. And America also, see what they did, they wanted to kill all the Hamas people, but alhamdulillah, they didn't get it right. Now what they blame? They blame Qatar, and then they're threatening them also, that if you don't release them to us, then we're going to show you. And so, the other day also, they were, Israelis, they got caught in a trap by Hamas in northern Gaza, and they were all bombed. They were all bombed there, all those things, the Merkavas were bombed, and the soldiers that came out from there, they were shot and killed, sent straight to Jahannam. And so they are experiencing a lot of casualties there, but they're trying to cover up because they have huge amounts of money that they spend on the propaganda machine of theirs in trying to make their name very great and glorify themselves in the to the world. But the world can see now who they really are, who these shayateen are really. Because until now, nobody was really making a noise about it. But now even the kuffar, if you look in the UK, there are huge protests taking place. They even locked up an old man. And an old man, a blind man in a wheelchair. Why? Because he had it was like a 62 or 82-year-old man, a blind man in a wheelchair. They locked him up because he had a Free Palestine placard with him. And what harm can that person do? And he wasn't even a Muslim. So the non-Muslims are also waking up to the truth that the Zionist nation, they are really evil. They are really evil, and they blame everybody else, and they threaten everybody. And because they know they have the support of Trump, and they know that they have blackmail material on Trump, so Trump will do whatever they ask him to do. And whatever, they have also installed Trump there just to play all their dirty games and all their political games and to start all their wars in the Middle East. And it's all a ploy by them. And like just today is the 11th of September also. Who was behind this here? It was Israel, Mossad. And the Mossad people, the agency was behind the bombing of the World Trade Center. And who are they blaming it on? Osama bin Laden, so they can go and invade Afghanistan. And then this was a stepping stone. And after that, they went to Iraq. And then they finished Saddam Hussein. And then they went to all the different countries there. And that is how they started this whole thing. They needed something very, very big to start the global war of this. A global war and terror. Yeah, that's what they call it. But they are the terrorizers. They are the terrorizers. Mm. So this is the truth behind these evil Zionist people.
And I just saw on RT. So RT is a Russian news outlet. And they said Tucker Carlson has claimed this year, exactly what Mufti Saab is saying, that the Israeli intelligence they knew beforehand of 9/11. And he made these remarks on Piers Morgan's Uncensored News, it says here. So it's all coming out, and everything has to come out eventually. And yes, it makes sense that they needed something to refer back to. But alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, the people are holding strong, the Mujahideen, which I feel, Mufti Saab, there's very little credit that's been given to them. Because it seems like everyone has to play this double tone to protect their identity and protect their circles which they're in. So they cannot go out and just, you know, give credit where credit is due. And that is where these Mujahideen are standing firmly and strongly.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, the Mujahideen are doing a tremendous job there. Besides defending Islam, they are very, very brave. The way they take out these tanks, and that they go right up close to the tanks, and they drop the bombs inside, open the lid and throw the bombs inside the tanks and burn these people to Jahannam. So, and they are not scared. They are not cowards. These Mujahideen are not cowards. You know, these Israelis, they are cowards. And if you look at all these, the ones that are killed and the ones that are committing suicide, they're in the 19s and 20s and 21. They are very, very young. You call them lighties, man. They're spending all these lighties there and they don't have any experience in Alhamdulillah, but they're all dying there. So they're looking for more reservists, and all the other ones, they don't want to sign up anymore. They're refusing. So the Israel is in a big problem because they don't have people to go fight on them on their behalf. And the other day they bombed this high rise building there. They call it the towers. That there's a 10-story building there, the highest building in Gaza. And they gave them 30-minute notice. In 30 minutes, you're going to, they didn't even say how long. They just gave them notice, and 30 minutes later, they bombed that whole building down. They raised it down to the ground. And just about this 9/11, now other facts are emerging so many decades later that there were two pastors that were given permission to go in wherever they wanted into the World Trade Center. And now they discovered that those two so-called artists were actually bomb experts. Explosive experts that were given permission to go in any way into the building, and they planted those explosives in the building. And then there's some other factors that emerged that while the towers were being bombed, there was a van parked somewhere very far away from the World Trade Center, and there were some five people, they were celebrating there on the road. And this woman here, she takes a video of them and she calls 911 and tells them that Sanya, these people, they're celebrating here on this outside my house, seeing the devastation on the World Trade Center. And it turned out that these people, they investigated them and they were Mossad agents. But obviously they were sent back on the first class ticket back to Israel. And so everything was a cover up, and you don't hear about all these things here. But they're uncovered secretly by other people, eyewitnesses. And remember, the Zulam will never go on forever. It will never go on forever, and Allah Ta'ala will take his people to task. But when Allah Ta'ala's warp is going to strike, we don't know. But we make dua that Allah Ta'ala wipes out these Zionist people from the face of the earth.
Just one last point here, Mufti Saab, is that yesterday I saw this Croatian president, Zoran Milanovic. Mm-hmm. So they're not Muslim in that, but look at this level of hatred they have just to mix with these people. And just when I read this, he said, if I had met with anyone from that government, meaning the Israeli government, it would mean accepting Israel's violence, ethnic cleansing, and war crimes. So when I read this, I just thought, imagine he's not a Muslim, but he realizes that we can't mix with certain people and sit with certain people in on tables, round table meetings, they call it. What has happened to the Muslims to say that we can't sit with rabbis, we can't sit with these kind of people because of what they, and often this interfaith, what it is, we last week at the, or was it 2-3 weeks back at the G20 in Cape Town, sitting with rabbis, and not just any rabbis, rabbis from Israel, they couldn't think that, see, these people are from this background, I can't go and meet them. But here, the Croatian president, he said, definitely I'm not. And if I do so, it means accepting their violence. I was shocked at the statement.
And there are many countries now that are against Israel, but they are waiting for one to strike against Israel, and then they're all going to strike also. Because most of the countries now are just like terror. They are fellow of Israel, but it's scared of America. That's the only thing. So if somebody can just stand up against this bully and just close his mouth once and for all, because America is the U.S. is a real bully, and they just want to silence everybody. But Trump says that, you know, America is the greatest. America is the greatest. Nobody above them. You know, they are the elite. But remember, when you climb to the top, you have to fall down.
I was just trying to see, because I know there was a statement where they said that there was 3,000 and some say 4,000 Jews who were not present in the World Trade Center when this thing happened. So I just found the article now, BBC, this was in 2018. They said the title is "The People Who Think 9/11 May Have Been an Inside Job." So when you're guilty, then you put these articles to say, So you have to wipe out. So if it was true, or if it wasn't an inside job, you wouldn't even refer to it or give it some credit. But they have to play this guilty game and say why it wasn't an inside job. So seeing here, they rate that, or they say that was amongst one of the conspiracy theories, to say 3,000 or 4,000 Jews were not present.
Yeah, they know what's the truth, but they can't speak because these journalists then will lose their jobs because these Zionists, they control all these media platforms and news outlets. So they will just fire this person and then you won't hear about him again. So they're scared to lose their jobs. They just have to now play the game.
Mufti Sahib, Jazakumullah Khairan for coming out and meeting us on the airwaves. Make dua for us. Inshallah, we'll meet you next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.